1360 WNAH, Nashville's Power Gospel.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Hi, this is One of Messiah Congregation, Kahal Chad Ben Mashiach, One of Messiah in Hebrew. Yes, I come to you with a little bit of Hebrew because we are Jews, and we have some Gentiles join us. Yes, it's like in the Bible. And when the Jews and the Gentiles get together, guess what? We are all Echad. We're all one. Praise the name of the Lord. My wife is here today. How are you, Ishti, my wife?
Shalom, shalom. I am good today. And that's right, we're one and equal.
Amen.
Equal as the homeborn. Praise the Lord.
Thank God. So we're the Ezrach, and then there's the Ger, the stranger. Once you join us, we all keep the same commandments.
That's right. The key is that you're no longer Gentiles. You're of the Israel of God.
Yes. We don't want you to be of the nations. We want you to come and join the nation of Israel, the Goy of Israel. Yes. Well, we are One of Messiah Congregation. We're live at the studio today. If you would like to say anything, you're more than welcome to call us. That's 256-1360, 615-256-1360. We're live at the studio. Today is April the 13th, 2007. Or, as I always try to instruct everybody, it's the 24th of Nisan, Aviv. And it's the sixth day of the Omar. We're counting the Omar, right? After the first fruits?
That's right. That's the number of days from first fruits, which is the resurrection, on to Pentecost, which is Feast of Weeks.
You know, I was talking to someone today about that, Pentecost, and it's so hard to even try to think of going and telling a Christian church, a Protestant church, about Pentecost because they don't even know it. And Pentecost is also a Mikra Kodesh. It's a Sabbath, a day you're supposed to get together with people. This year, it falls every year on Yom Rishon, Sunday. But that means there's two Sabbaths in a row. And trying to tell that to a Christian church, a Protestant church, that would blow their minds, wouldn't it?
It would. But, you know, you always pray that there's someone out there that's in the churches that asks themselves, what happened to God's days? What happened to God's feast days? What happened to God's calendar? And that you'll, you know, come out of her, my people, and start keeping the commandments of God and finding the ways of God, not the counterfeits that have been thrown out there for everyone to swallow up and do other than God's.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's a sad thing.
Pentecost, just for everyone, in case people want to know what that's all about, Pentecost in the Bible is called Chag Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. And this is, of course, in the Tanakh, better known as, everyone knows it as the Old Testament, which is incorrect, but I'll use that for today. This is when all the Jews, the males, went to Jerusalem. This is in Acts chapter 2. And we're going to be doing it this year. Of course, it's in the third month of God called Sivan, but that is it's on the 27th day of May. Sivan 9th is the 27th day of May, so which is a Sunday. There'll be two Sabbaths in a row, the weekly Sabbath and, of course, Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost was poured out upon the disciples, which was, Peter says, these men are not drunken as you suppose, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and God was going to pour out his Spirit, and he's still pouring it out today. The Holy Spirit is available to anyone.
That's right. And I've heard different preachers on TV saying that that's when the church was started and that
wrong.
That those were Gentiles. And if you read your Bible correctly, everyone there.
They were all Jews.
That's right. They were Jewish.
Jews, from proselytes, Ethiopians, they're, you know, Parthians and Medes and Elamites, Mesopotamia. You know, I mean, they could just read chapter 2 of Exodus themselves. Praise the Lord. My name is Malachi in Hebrew, Angelo in English. I'm the minister of One of Messiah. I always tell people, you know, if you disagree on something I'm saying or if you think I did something wrong, don't run away. That makes you wrong. Come and talk to me. You're always invited to speak to me. Listen, I'm learning every day too. So if you go get yourself, the Bible says, rebuke not an elder, but go get two or more witnesses and come to me. Talk to me. Don't run away and let the devil separate you from us. You know, I just thank God we could be here today. It is, of course, guess what tonight is? The Sabbath.
That's right. Amen. The weekly Sabbath, which is every, what we call Saturday.
Oh, I can't wait.
From sunset to sunset. Friday night sunset to Saturday night sunset.
It's been an amazing week. You know, it's really sad. Even today, you know, I was talking to a pastor, a young pastor, and you know, he was telling me that his senior pastor, they had invited me to come over and teach about the Passover. And they wanted to know about the Passover Seder and the unleavened bread. So when I first talked to them, you know, of course I let them know that, first of all, we're Jews from the Bible, not Jews from Judaism. And that sort of, I guess, took away all the bells and whistles. And I explained to them there's no Seder in the Bible. And the Haggadah, which means the telling of the Exodus, when God did a mighty work, getting us away from Pharaoh and his army, I think between the 15th and 18th century, these rabbis, they've written so many Haggadah that there's hundreds of them. So I said, look, that's not in the Bible either. There's no order of a Seder. So what happened was, after I broke the news to them that, you know, this is not in the Bible, they decided to just go do it themselves anyway. So I guess they went on a website or got a book, and they started doing the whole made-up Passover Seder that Judaism has espoused out, and a lot of the Messianics did it. Messianics are in a big trouble. We're not Messianics. We are Jews that believe in the Bible, and there's a big difference. We don't follow traditions. You know, they have this made-up Seder checklist, and they try to talk about, like, the Seder plate. You got to have special plates, special silverware, and they put an actual shank bone in your plate and an egg and all this nonsense. Look, forget about symbolism. Forget about things of that nature, because you can make anything up. Jesus, Yeshua, is not the matzah with the little holes and the lines. There was no Manischewitz matzahs in the time of Jesus. There was no Manischewitz matzahs in the time of Moses. But anyway, they went ahead and did this whole made-up Passover Seder. The pastor did this. He don't even know what he's doing. So he poisoned another group of people, and they left thinking there's still a separation between the church and Israel.
And that's exactly why he didn't want them to know how the Passover really related to Messiah, and how Pentecost really relates to Messiah, and how all of the feast days relate to the first and second coming of Messiah. Because if you keep it separated, you can still keep doing your counterfeits of God's feast days, and you don't have to learn the real ones and why they're important to us as believers in Messiah.
Yes, I mean, you know, we're one of Messiah congregation. You can always go on our website. It's oneinmessiah.net, oneinmessiah.net. You know, I wish you would do that. We do not come from our own opinions or our own feelings. You know, this whole thing about feelings, we don't serve God with feelings. Oh, I feel depressed, and I feel this, and I feel that. No, we come from, it's either true or false in the Bible. It's God either says it or he doesn't. And, you know, we can't go by feelings, because you'll be tricked right out of your salvation. You'll be tricked. You'll end up all alone, basically. And, you know, here we got a pastor. He's worried about his job, worried about his salary. So he's not going to tell people the truth. And that really, really, really bothers me. And I know God knew this was going to happen anyway. So I'm sure God is really upset in the Bible. And the Bible, you know, he talks about the pastors. And this is one of the messages, such a horrible thing. The pastors that transgress against him, that separate his sheep, and you can read this anywhere. I'll give you a verse just out of Malachi in Hebrew, chapter 3, verse 11. It says the heads, the leaders, thereof, they judge for reward. Just imagine judging for the reward. That means you're never going to have righteous judgment because you want a reward. And the priests, the Kohanim, they teach for hire. I mean, where does it say you're supposed to get paid to preach the gospel or to teach? Where does it say you're supposed to get paid to do that? That the world made that up. It says in the prophets thereof, divine for money. Could you imagine the prophets trying to get forecasts from God for money? It says, yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? None evil shall come upon us. In other words, they're pretenders. They're of their own heart. They divine from their own heart and their own minds. And we tell people all the time, be careful of which pastors and people that elected themselves who you listen to, because you will be tricked and deceived by them. You know, when I listen to something, I listened to a study just yesterday by another minister, and his study was totally unscriptural. And I'm not going to go into his name and everything, but just to let you know that he was trying to tell everybody that there's no new heavens and there's no new earth. And I thought, what a terrible thing to tell people when the Bible says in the book of Isaiah 65, verse 17, Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. And in Hebrew, it's ki hine, ki hini, bore shemayim hadashim, ve'eretz hadashah. I create new heavens and a new earth. Listen to this. It says, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. That's Isaiah 65:17.
Amen.
I'm so happy that the former is not going to come into, you know, my mind. Just think, there's a lot of people you're not going to be worried about, like, so-and-so didn't make it and so-and-so's not here, and because it's not going to come into your mind. So everybody in a family has to make their own decision. I mean, if your mother goes astray, or if your father goes astray, or if your children go astray, you have to make sure you keep yourself, because the Bible says keep yourself in the love of God, right?
Amen.
Now, I know there's so many things going through our minds because we get to talk to a lot of people and we get to listen to people. I try to listen as much as I can to people, and so many people are just, they just want to send money to Israel, which is nice, but they don't want to be Israel. And then they're sending money just to Israel to the unsaved. Well, we're Jews that love the Lord, Yeshua, Jesus, and we'd love for you to get behind us with prayers, fastings, finances. We pray for God to give us direction. We don't just move on our own steam.
Amen. You know, you were talking about, you know, the pastors who don't tell the truth or anything. Well, one of the biggest problems is because of money. It's because of money, because, you know, it's, you know, this is a verse from Isaiah 34. It says, the sinners of Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? Listen to this. He that walketh upright, that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppression, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes,
yes,
that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, amen, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. In other words, you know, you can't be bribed with the gospel. You can't be worried about money and how you're going to make a living if you tell the truth. And we've got that going on in the churches today. You have to be able to always speak the truth in the Bible, and because you have to be a righteous person.
You know, like you're saying, be a righteous person. If you tell someone the truth or reprove them, they get mad at you. You can't even reprove anybody anymore or rebuke anybody, or you can't correct anyone because they're ready to, fall into depression, fall into the blues, you know. They start singing the blues. We're not supposed to do that. We don't reprove people because we don't like you. We reprove you because we love your soul. And we want, this is, people misinterpret everything. It's a very sad thing the way the world is.
Amen, because it's all about souls. And, you know, every soul is going to end up in either one of two places.
That's right.
And the love of the souls has to be the most important thing, of course,
you know, this,
in the gospel.
This study that I was listening to, this minister was telling people that we're going to be on this earth. He said, this earth we're going to be on. Jesus said he's going to rule on the throne of David on this earth forever. And I thought, well, he is so out of context. Now, remember, we're at 256-1360. If you're out there listening, hello. Anybody listening? We're at 256-1360. That's 615 area code. And we invite you to call us. We're live at the studio. Do you want to be on this earth? Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 3, the second epistle, the second letter, beloved, I write unto you in both, in which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. I want you to remember this. He starts talking about Noah and about the old earth. It says that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of the apostle of the Lord our Savior. Knowing this first, they shall come in the last day. Scoffers. The scoffers are definitely here, walking after their own lusts. And basically they're saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning. I mean, I heard this gospel my whole life. Let's do something new to it. Let's put a little more pizzazz to it. And it says, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Peter says, this is Peter, we could trust him. He was with Jesus, Yeshua. He says, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the same word of God, the same word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. That whole world was drowned. God washed away the filth and the sin, you know. Noah was righteous in his generation, a perfect man, feared the Lord and kept his commandments. Mm-hmm. But Peter says, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, and this is the same heavens and earth right now as the time of Peter, by the same word of God, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Who, it says, but beloved, be not ignorant. Don't be ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day.
That's right.
The Lord's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance. That's all God wants you to do. Now listen to this. You think this earth is going to be here forever? Jack Van Imp is wrong on TV. Impy. And this guy, this other man, Dan, whatever his name was, I can't even remember his name, Dan Cobble or something like that. Listen to this. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, if you're not watching, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Does everyone hear that? Mm-hmm. The earth right now, also that, and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Does everybody see that? There's going to be a new heavens, a new earth. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, they're going to be dissolved. Does everybody see that? This is Peter, brother Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3. What manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Don't hold anything against your brothers and sisters. You better come and confess. You better admit. No, I'm saying, take care of your own lives. What manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of God? We're in the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Yes, Noah preached for 100 years. They hated Noah. They said, you're a fool, Noah. You're a crazy Noah. The flood of judgment is coming. What are you talking about? What is rain? What's a flood? We don't like you, Noah. We hate you, Noah. And if you're a little Noah's of today like us, yes, we're telling you, everyone, there's a fire coming. It's going to burn this earth to a crisp. There's going to be a new heavens and a new earth. I know you don't want to hear that because you want your life to go on, because you think your life is so nice. Repent. Get away from your sins. Turn from your sins. Do tshuva. Turn from your sins. There's a fire coming. No one is going to escape one day. Peter goes on to say one last thing. Nevertheless, we according to God's promise, which is the promises in Isaiah chapter 34, Isaiah chapter 65, Isaiah chapter 66, there's going to be a new heavens and a new earth. We according to his promise, we look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness.
You took the words right out of my mouth. That's what I was going to say. That's right.
Praise the Lord.
In other words, wherein dwells righteousness. That means if you're a thief, if you're a liar, if you're a coveter, or any of the things that the commandments of
Amen.
God that you're breaking,
Hallelujah.
And you haven't repented from breaking those things, if you're not walking righteously with the Lord, you're not going to be there.
People don't understand that.
Yeah,
you know, if you're breaking the commandments of God, we preach holiness. I know we preach a gospel that's not popular. We preach a gospel that we're never going to win any contests of popularity. But we're preaching God. We're preaching, please repent of your sins. Ask Jesus to come into your heart, Yeshua, and go and sin no more. You know, we are one of Messiah congregation. Yes, I get all excited when I talk of these verses because in someone's lifetime, the heavens are going to pass away with a great noise. The elements are going to melt with a fervent heat. So this man who is preaching that we're going to be on this earth forever, may the Lord correct him and help him.
Amen. And, you know, we know that you are made righteous by the blood of the Messiah. In other words, we were sinners before. But now after you're saved and you're repented from those sins, now you have to become righteous. Paul says in Romans 6, Verse 18 says, being then made free from sin,
yes,
ye become the servants of righteousness. It says, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now, yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so now you have to awake to righteousness. And he says to the Corinthians, he says, awake to righteousness and sin not.
Right.
For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame.
Apostle
Paul. In other
words,
you can't be sinning on purpose and be righteous. It's impossible.
That's
right.
Now,
you're going to make mistakes. That's understood, and that's what the blood of the Messiah is for. But the blood of the Messiah is not to sin on purpose and keep asking forgiveness for something you entirely meant to do. And if you look honestly in your own heart, you know what we're saying is true.
In other words, no presumptuous sins?
No, you can't do it on purpose.
Can't sin willingly?
Because then you're just a sinner. You're not a saved person, of course.
You know, you had some verses that were interesting in the book of Luke, chapter 18.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is interesting to tell people, because some people, they just think that they are better than everybody. But let's read what the Lord says in the book of Luke.
Starting
on verse 9.
Yeah, this is Jesus speaking.
18:9.
You know, because here, what we're here for on this earth is to help others see the way and to teach the gospel and to try to get people to the place where we want them to be, and that's with the Lord and not to the other place. He said, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others.
They trusted in themselves that they were righteous and they despised others. What a shame.
It says, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even at this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted.
Amen.
So, you know, we're here to tell you the truth, you know, and that's what we want to do, because we think about your souls. And that's what this whole gospel is for. It's about getting people to rethink their lives and go in and repent to the Lord and not even, you know, even if you're keeping the commandments, you still remain humble.
Sure.
Because you know what? If you take heed, if you think you stand, lest you fall.
It's very important.
Yeah, it's a very humble walk with the Lord, because every day is a new day.
And everything, you know something, everything we do, God says, it's just our duty to do.
That's right.
We're unjust servants. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing. So we just thank God that we can be here for this half hour. You know, we're One and Messiah Congregation. That's oneinmessiah.net, One and Messiah Congregation. We know our gospel that we preach is not popular. We know maybe it's even new to your ears. We come from a Jewish standpoint. We come from Hebrew. We are Hebrews. We come from the region beyond, from Eber. You know, and we're at the studio right now, 256-1360. You know, we always wonder why lots of people don't call in. You know, this might even sound new to you. Call in, 256-1360, 615 area code. We'd love to say something to you. Maybe you'd like to tell us something. We are Jews in the Bible, or from the Bible. You know, I just thank God for the Shabbat coming tonight, the fourth commandment of God, the Sabbath of the Lord. And it's a sign. You know, most people don't have the sign of God. They lost the fourth commandment because the Catholic Church admits they erased it. And no one goes and checks their Ten Commandments, which is in Exodus chapter 20, Deuteronomy chapter 5. That means you don't have the sign of God. The Bible says the Sabbaths, there are signs, they're oath. And that's the Aleph and the Tav, the first and the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So I just thank God that we could be here.
Amen. Because it says in 1 Peter, it says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled.
Amen. You know, we come, this broadcast, I notice about our broadcast, and I'm not just saying it because it's just us. We read a lot of scriptures. That study I heard yesterday, you know, this two DVDs. I hardly heard any scriptures. This guy just went on and on and on and on and on. And it was just like, wait a minute, where's the Bible verses? How do you back this up? You know, I wonder if there's something wrong with our phone today, because I know people are dying to call in. I know you just can't wait to call in to One of Messiah Congregation. You know, it's a joy to us to be here. Please, if you want to send anything to us, you can always send mail to us to One in Messiah Congregation. That's P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. 37065. That's P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. One in Messiah Congregation. If you'd like to get behind us, if you'd like to sponsor a radio broadcast, you know, this is out of our ministry, and that's what we do. So please get behind us.
That's right. And just so you know, the Sabbath, if you haven't heard of it very much, as Angel said, it is the fourth commandment. It's a commandment of God. But it's also, Jesus said, the Sabbath was made for man. And the reason, that doesn't mean that you can break it if you want to. That's not what that means. What that means is that God knows that, you know how busy everybody is all the time, every day, every hour of every day, they're busy, busy, busy. Well, this just gives one whole day that you can focus entirely on the Lord. And he knows that if you don't take time to do that, you will forget and you won't make time. You won't know his word. Imagine if you would spend one 24-hour period every week on studying of the Lord, praying, and getting to know God, that your chances of making it to heaven are so much more.
Sure.
Because you know who you're speaking with. You know who you're dealing with. This is the God of the universe.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, if you can contact us after the broadcast. 615-591-9820. 615-591-9820. After the broadcast, if you can't seem to get through today. You know, we are One of Messiah Congregation, and I want to say, just like the Lord says, to the pastors. He says, woe unto the pastors that spoil the flock. They divide the sheep. You pastors need to learn. I want to make you pastors go study today your Ten Commandments. You need to, let's start from the basics. All pastors. And then read Luke chapter 23, verse 56, if you don't think the Sabbath is in the Gospels and letters. Everyone turn to Luke chapter 23, verse 56. And it says very simply that after the Lord died, he was in the sepulcher. It says that they went and they prepared spices and ointments, and they rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. Now, we're not talking about the day of worship. We're talking about the commandment, and we're talking about the fourth commandment, which is I know you don't know about this, but it's 10 commandments, and they're in the Word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 5, Exodus chapter 20. We're on our way towards Pentecost, and I know we have seven weeks of fine-tuning ourselves, you know, refining ourselves, making sure that we're right with God, because the Holy Ghost was given and the Torah was given on Mount Sinai. Isn't
Amen.
That beautiful?
That's right. That's right. And how do you know if you have false teachers? How do you know if you have false prophets? I never heard of any prophet or teacher in the Bible who did not keep God's commandments in his feast days.
I have never heard.
So do yourself a little test when you hear people. If they're not preaching the commandments of God, if they're not telling you about the feast days of the Lord and how they're about the Messiah,
yeah,
then they're false teachers.
You know what's really sad is effective voices, good speech and good pronunciation and intellectual maybe diction and very nice vocabulary has replaced the Spirit of the living God. Make sure that your minister, and these people running around call themselves rabbis. There's no rabbis. Only one rabbi, the Messiah. But these other guys, make sure whatever they say lines up with the Word of God. Make sure what they say, make sure the spirit that you're feeling and the Word of God agree. That's very important. So rule of thumb, when you're feeling something that you think is warm and fuzzy, make sure it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, you're being, it's a deception. You know, we are the One of Messiah Congregation. Kahal Echad Ben Mashiach. Come and join us tomorrow at the New Hope Community Church. That's at 405 Wilson Pike. Right in Brentwood, Tennessee. That's 405. Is this 405 or 605? Well, we're right. Look, just come to the New Hope Community Church. We've got so many numbers going through my head. We're at the New Hope Community Church tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Come and be with us for the Sabbath. God bless you, and Shabbat Shalom, and praise the name of the Lord.
1360 WNAH, Nashville's Power Gospel.